I cannot change others. I can improve myself. I cannot change others. I can improve myself. We go around this world looking at the world and seeing how beautiful it is, how wonderful it is, how fabulous it is, what great fun it is. And we look at the world and we just delight in it every moment that we look at the world. And sometimes we look at the world and we see that there is something we don't like. We see that there is an attitude that people have that we don't like. We see there's circumstances that are going on that we don't like. We just don't like it. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to handle this? How are we going to handle the circumstances in our world that we don't like? Well, the first thing we say to ourselves is, I am the master. I am in charge. I am the one who is in charge of my world. Everything I see in my world is there because it first is in me. It first is in my thought. It's first in my attitudes, in my way of looking at life. If I see a war, that's because I have conflicts within myself. I have unhappiness within myself. I have greed within myself. I have all of the essence of war in me. Oh, not very nice, is it? No, indeed it's not. So what am I going to do about that? What am I going to do about what I see in the world that I don't like? All I'm going to do is change my attitude about it. And I can change my attitude in an instant. So if I look at unhappiness in the world and I decide, hey, that's my creation, and I change it in an instant, in me. In that instant, that happiness, that unhappiness that I see in the world is changed into happiness, because that's what I am. I am happiness. And it's only me that changes the conditions in the world, in the outer. It's only me and my thought that changes anything in life. If I see people who are poor, that's my attitude. Now, it doesn't mean I'm poor, but it means my attitude is poor. And I consider that the rest of the world can experience poverty because my attitude allows for it. Now, I immediately say, I'm independently wealthy. All in my world are independently wealthy. All in the world are independently wealthy. All in the world are independently wealthy. Now, when I start changing my attitude, then I will change the flowers in my garden. I will change the things that are growing in my consciousness. I will change the things that are happening in my world, and they will no longer be happening. The things that I had will no longer be happening at all. It's just a matter of where my thought is. Where I have my thought, where I have my attitudes, where I have my way of thinking, that's the way it is. You say, that cannot be because it's too simple. That cannot be because it's too... Oh, no, it isn't. For me to change my thought about what I see in my world is not a simple thing. It's a definite thing. They say it takes 66 days, 66 days to develop a habit in our body, in our mind, in our affairs. Well, it doesn't take 66 days to change that habit. We do that instantaneously. We do that in our thought instantaneously. We change that habit. We change that thought. We change those attitudes in our mind instantaneously, and we bring about the reality that we are, the marvel that we are, the magic that we are, the excitement that we are. We bring about that right now in our thinking, in our attitude, in our life. Now, we can do that. We have seen where people change their thought about themselves. We've seen where people change their attitude about themselves, and boom, like that, their whole world changed. Their whole world changed because they had a different point of view. One person says the war is over. And the war is over. They had a little skit on that in Hogan's Heroes where they had the war stop. And they had everybody believing that the war had stopped. And they accomplished what they wanted to do by having that happen. Well, now, that could have been for real. But they wanted it for a given instance. They wanted it for a given experience. They wanted certain people to believe the war was over so that they would open the prison gates. Now, why not do it for real? Why not do it for total? Why not do it for all? It can be, you know. If they can do it so simply like that, and they did. They just put the cause in motion, and they made everybody believe that the war was over, and they did all the things that made everybody believe that, and they did. They did. Now, when people came from the outside who were not in their friendship group and their cadre of people that they're working with, it wasn't experienced that way. But it could have been. It could have been that way so perfectly, so wonderfully, if they had just expanded their thought about it. We've oftentimes seen it. We go into the presence of someone in the hospital, and they're feeling badly. And we say to them, wow, you look so much better. You look fantastic. You look glorious. You look marvelous. And we keep saying that to them. And pretty soon that person starts looking marvelous, starts feeling marvelous, starts acting in a marvelous way. And can they do that? Sure they can. Will they do that? Sure they will. Are they going to do that? Sure. Why not? It's up to them. It's up to them how they want to feel and act and think and live in their world. It's up to them. It's nobody else who's got anything else about that. It's nobody else, just them. What is it that is your thought? What is it that's your attitude? What is it that your way of thinking about things? Good thought, isn't it? Yes, it's a very good thought. Now, what is it that we want to do in our world? How do we want our world to be? How do we want our world to experience us? How do we want our world to love us? It's all a matter of how we put the cause in motion for our experience, for our joy. We put the most cause in motion for whatever we want. I cannot change others. I can change myself. I can improve myself. I can improve my own thought. And as I improve my own thought and I look out into the world, I see the world as being fantastic and marvelous and grand right now. It's up to me. If I see an accident about to happen, I say, all is in divine order, and I am the master, and I change that point of view, and the accident does not have to happen. It's up to me how I am going to live my life and how I'm going to experience these things. It's up to me how I'm going to enjoy that in my world. It's up to me. Nobody else. Just me. Nobody else. Just me. For I can change. I cannot change others, but I can change myself. I cannot change others. I don't do it in the outer. I do it in the inner. In my heart, I see all in divine order. In my heart, I see all peace. In my heart, I see all in love. In my heart, I see truth manifesting itself perfectly and wonderfully now. In my heart, I see that taking place. And so it is. So it is. Because that's the only thing that matters to me. Today, I am going to take charge of my world. Today, I'm going to say everything that I want to be as truth in me now. Today, I'm going to put all the causes in motion for an ideal life. Today, I'm going to demonstrate in my world who is the master, me or somebody else. I'm going to demonstrate in my world who is the master, and I'm going to be that master every moment of my life, because that is what I am, and that is who I am, and that is all I am. You can do this too, and every time we do it, we bring peace on earth, health, wealth, happiness, wherever we look, and that's what we are. Have a glorious day, a wonderful day, a beautiful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.